This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The United States has announced tough new sanctions on Russia after it determined Moscow was implicated in the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain last March. Britain said that her agent used was Novichok against Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in the town of Salisbury. Both have recovered. Security analyst Robert Manning, senior fellow at the Atlantic Council, said the sanctions are potentially serious.
It involves technology exports. It involves both international institution lending and lending from U.S. banks. There are some potential waivers on some of the technology exports, for example, spare parts for the space station, which we still have with Russia. It's pretty extensive, and it's coming at a time when the ruble has hit new lows. The sanctions have driven down their currency.
Senator Rand Paul is in Moscow, delivered a letter from President Donald Trump to his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. The contents are not known, but Paul tweeted and emphasized the importance of engagement in areas such as countering terrorism. Zimbabwe's defeated opposition Wednesday vowed to take last month's disputed election result to court. Tabani Mpofu is a lawyer for the head of the Movement for Democratic Change, Nelson Chamisa.
The results announced, the declaration made by ZEC, is going to be challenged. The relevant challenge has already been prepared, and it is here.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa, head of the ruling ZANU-PF party, was declared winner Friday of the July 30 ballot. The outcome sparked violent protests, leaving at least six dead. Meanwhile, former finance minister and opposition leader Tendai Biti has been detained after being denied asylum and deported from Zambia. He's been reportedly charged with inciting that unrest. In Yemen, the International Committee of the Red Cross said dozens may have been killed or wounded following airstrikes in the north. And South Sudanese President Salva Kiir has granted amnesty to rebels as part of a Sudanese-brokered ceasefire and power-sharing agreement. This is VOA News. Dozens of rockets were fired into Israel from Gaza Wednesday. Vinny Ofri was among the Israelis seeking protection in shelters.
I came here because a missile fell in the middle of apartments and houses, and we have injured people, and we have very frightened children and families, and it's a very difficult situation for us.
The Israeli Air Force responded quickly with airstrikes. At least two Israelis were wounded. A Hamas militant, along with a mother and an 18-month-old child, were killed in Gaza. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he's seeking to smooth over a diplomatic dispute with Saudi Arabia.
We continue to engage diplomatically and politically with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. We have respect for their importance in the world and recognize that they have made progress on a number of important issues, but we will at the same time continue to speak clearly and firmly on issues of human rights.
The dispute arose following Canada's criticism of the Saudi jailing of women's rights campaigners. Riyadh responded by expelling Canada's ambassador and halting new trade and investment with Ottawa. Congolese health officials, along with staff from the World Health Organization, have begun vaccinating health workers in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo amid a new outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus. Farhan Haq is a UN spokesman.
WHO has 30 staff on the ground, and a mobile lab has been deployed as of the 2nd of August. Contact tracing has started, and so far over 900 contacts have been registered in the town of Mangina that was the epicenter of this outbreak, some 30 kilometers from Beni. A WHO vaccination team will also be deployed soon.
At least 43 people are believed to have been infected in North Kivu and Ituri provinces. 36 have died. Venezuela has confirmed at least one lawmaker has been arrested, another being sought in the investigation of Saturday's mysterious airborne explosions that President Nicolas Maduro said was an assassination attempt. Juan Requesens was arrested late Tuesday. An arrest warrant has been issued for opposition leader Julio Borges, who is in Colombia. A military ID handed over by North Korea with the remains of 55 humans is said to have belonged to Master Sergeant Charles McDaniel, an Army medic killed in the Korean War. His son Charles, who has little memory of his father, is grateful.
And we're really, in one small sense, the most fortunate because we're the only ones that have a name now. None of the remains, we don't know that they're my father's, but at least we have this.
It was part of a deal reached between the U.S. and North Korea at a summit in Singapore. Residents of Nagasaki remembered the atomic bombing of the Japanese city at the close of World War II Thursday, 73 years ago. U.N. Secretary General Guterres joined the city's mayor calling for global nuclear disarmament. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.